Graham cracker.
Oh, you love graham cracker.
Oh,
I love graham cracker too.
I just like
She's the cutest, right? I know. God, we miss graham cracker. So we are back with stop number five. Fine. We are stop at, well, this is a fine stop, actually. This is a wonderful stop. Elm Street Diner for the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Carmen Colon, I am so excited that you are here. First of all, you are just stunning. And you love graham cracker. All those things.
I love graham cracker.
Well, we love you.
Thank
you.
We
really do. And you do such amazing work. You are the CEO and president of Pacific House. But before you started here, you were already working on a lot of similar work in Bridgeport, correct?
Absolutely. I was in Bridgeport for 30 years under the YMCA at Alpha Community Services, doing anything and everything to end homelessness as we know it, serving men, women, and children.
Amazing. And you are now at Pacific House. For people who don't know, and I know you have several locations in Fairfield County, what is it that you guys do?
Pacific House runs an emergency shelter for men. So right now, we have 72 men in our emergency shelter. We also have permanent supportive housing here in Stamford and Norwalk and Darien. And that's for men, women, and children as well. And we do have two big projects under construction here in Stamford.
Really?
Yes,
absolutely. Can you tell me about them?
Absolutely. So one of the projects is called Rotary Commons because we did receive some funding from the Stamford Rotary Club, and we're so thankful to that. That will be 39 units of permanent supportive housing. 18 of those units would be for families and 21 for single adults.
That's amazing.
And then on the same street, which is on Stillwater, we have a project that's going to be for 15 families. We're really excited about those projects.
Tell us a little bit in the main hub. Before I ask that question, the main hub is kind of here in Stamford, right?
Yes. So Pacific House runs the hub. And what the hub is the point of entry into the system that aids with homeless services to the homeless population. In Fairfield County, we do have four hubs. Pacific House does not run all four hubs. There's a hub in Bridgeport, there's a hub in Norwalk, hub here in Stamford, hub housing insecurity can contact our hub. Could they call us at our hub? But they can come.
So, you know, Carmen, I talk a lot on my show about how, especially when you talk about people who are home insecure, sometimes we have, it's kind of like, honestly, to me, when you have a drug or alcohol addiction, we have this thought in our head, who that looks like. And then people are really surprised that actually it could be the person in the cubicle next to you. It could be the student that is a peer to your child or, you know, whoever it may be. It could be a family member. It could be a family friend of yours, you know, whatever the case may be. What has been the most surprising to you in this role when you see people come through and say, I don't have secure housing, or I'm couch surfing, or I don't know, you know, where I'm going to sleep tonight. You know, what has been surprising?
The most surprising to me has been the increase in elderly homelessness.
Really?
Our senior citizens are falling into homelessness. Obviously, they live on a fixed income, and they can't go back to work. They're not employable, as we know it. And
they
work so hard,
right? Like, why do they need to go back? It's crazy.
And our economy has just really basically just risen. Everything is so high. Rents are so high. And they are just forced to contact us and say, what can I do? And unfortunately for seniors, they don't want to go into shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And,
who
you know,
blame
so,
them?
So, right, when we think about graham cracker, you cannot possibly imagine that. And they couldn't, you know, you said it best, they work so hard, and to have to experience something like that. So we do have to do better here in the great state of Connecticut to really continue to build housing as fast as we can. I mean, I'd say let's eliminate shelters, because we cannot continue to build shelters.
Right.
We need to build housing, affordable housing, mm-hmm. for every single one.
What about, have you seen, Carmen, more kids?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's your really aging out of DCF, right? So when children are aging out of DCF.
That's what I was thinking.
Absolutely. The ones aging out of DCF, you're 18 to 24 year olds. They're so vulnerable. Now they're coming into an adult single shelter. Mm-hmm. At Pacific House, we do have a program specifically for 18 to 24 year olds.
That's amazing.
We really work hard with them and just try to get them as quickly as possible into housing. So we're not losing them to depression.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, you find yourself on the streets, you find yourself couch surfing, depression is hitting you hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I think about that. I mean, you and I were just talking. So, you know, full disclosure for you listening at home, I love Carmen's son. He works directly with Dr. Avery in the Bridgeport Public Schools, the superintendent there. And he's just an amazing human. And I know, you know, how you feel about your son. I know how I feel about my son. But I even look at, you know, speaking of graham cracker, you know, that 18 to 25, you know, heck, I'll even say up to 30. In and out, my parents were always so good about, hey, if you need to kind of save up some money, make sure you got that job, you can come live with us. And they did that. They did it for me. They did it for my then boyfriend, now husband. I mean, and they've done it for my siblings. And that idea of, especially when you, if you're, you know, in foster care, that idea of, well, then what do you do? I mean, from 18 to that 24. So I love that you have a specific kind of population that is covered, you know, by Pacific House. I think that's a big deal that you can't take for granted, and even families who can't give that kind of resource.
And they do have special needs. They're still very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
And if they find themselves without anyone there, it just becomes harder. And when folks say, what happened to this person? No one was there. And Pacific House is that entity. And we make sure that we are training our staff to remember that was once somebody's baby.
Yeah.
That's the way that I always say it. Come on, let's, you know, let's really go the extra mile to get them into housing. Let's not have them living in shelter for months and years at a time.
Yeah, exactly. If people want to support and even just learn a little bit more about Pacific House, is there an opportunity to do that, and where can they go?
Yeah, so they can go onto our website and just look us up, pacifichouseinc.org, or you can contact us at 203-348-2792. And I'm going to do something that I really always do when people say, are you nuts? Yes. I rather people contact me directly, and everyone always has my number, but they can contact me at 203-260-0595. And I'd rather be available for folks that are in need and folks that have the need to need someone that's asking for help. And I've done this my entire career because I don't want people who are in crisis having to wait.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be there in that moment.
Also, there's something about it. First of all, you're a boss lady, so I love the fact that you do that. But also, it's probably one of, so we're human, right? We're horrible at asking for help. And I would imagine, you know, people on average who are, you know, are home insecure, no one wants to admit that. No one wants to say that I couldn't figure this out, or I couldn't put a roof over my head, or my spouse's head, or my child's head, or my whoever it is. So the idea of just calling, you know, either an agency or an organization can be really scary. So being able to have that connection, which people are making right now, listening to you and hearing from you, and I already feel comfortable. Like, I feel like if I'm having a crisis, I'm just going to call you and you're going to have to deal with me. But I think that is a big deal, because it's hard to ask for help.
It's so scary.
Right?
It's very scary for everyone. And a lot of times, you know, I give my phone number because I say, you know what, sometimes it's easier for me. I mean, I've been in the industry, you know, over 34 years, right?
Yeah.
So I know the nuances of our industry. I know how difficult some things can be to navigate. And I know sometimes that I'm like, this is an easy one. This is an easy one for me. I'm like, okay, the next case is hard, but this is an easy one. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do this together. We're gonna do this in partnership, and I'm gonna walk you through the steps, and I'm gonna give you to the best person that's gonna take care of you right now.
Carmen, you're amazing. And so is Pacific House and the work that you guys do all across Fairfield County. And I want to thank you so much for being part of the Diner Tour. And I hope that you guys continue to have great success.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Have a great one.
You too. Okay. We're going to continue with stop number 5 here at Elm Street Diner in Stamford. It is the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.